5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fireworks. Bill Weimer is the vice president and head of general counsel for Phantom Fireworks.
Bill, just went up, visited one of our Phantom locations here, and I'm getting ready, as many people are with the holiday approaching, for a home display. A lot of times, we see things on TV. To me, it's almost put together by like an orchestrator, right? You know, a composer almost. It seems like there's a lot more to it than just buying a box and lighting a wick and running away.
You're absolutely right. There's serious choreography and orchestration that goes on with the big displays that you see.
So let's say that you have the ability to have fountains, but also, you know, some mortars or launchers or stuff like that. How can you plan for a great display?
Just follow the rules. It's real simple. If I had to give you four things to think about when you're using fireworks, one would be respect the fact that they burn to function. Second, only an adult should light them. Third, keep your distance. Make sure your audience is at least 150 feet away for aerials, at least 35 to 50 feet away for the ground-based products, and have water in case of an emergency.
Bill, I've gotten a lot of flack over the years because I'm one of those parents that hates sparklers. I feel like I'm just asking for my kids to burn themselves or each other, or they're going to poke each other with it and all that. In general, I know you said that fireworks are for adults. What do you think about sparklers and kids?
Do you let your children play with matches?
I do not.
Well, then you shouldn't let them play with sparklers.
Oh, see?
Sparklers burn in excess of 1,000 degrees. We recommend that you absolutely not let kids run around waving sparklers in the air. Take the sparkler, stick it in a flower pot, stick it in a bucket of sand, stick it directly in the ground, light it, and the kids can watch and enjoy.
Bill, I'm not going to lie. I am a rule-following adult now that does things the right way. But I wasn't always so bright.
You sound like it.
But I wasn't always so bright. As far as anchoring down any canisters or anything like that, like, what's the recommendation on that type of stuff?
When you're using aerial products like that, the idea is you have to use a hard, flat surface to begin with. If you're shooting on grass, throw down a piece of plywood, but you have to have a hard, flat surface. And you should take two bricks and put them on either side of the item, so that you brace them, because the downward thrust of the shell to get it up in the air sometimes can move the tube.
Bricks. I happen to have bricks, Anna. That would solve last year's problem.
When do we get to the point where our fireworks can make displays, like we'll start being able to spell out words more frequently and have like different shapes and things like that? I feel like innovation.
Magic fireworks?
I don't know. I feel like when I was watching the Jubilee and they had like all those lights in the sky with the corgi and the purse and all that, I was like, why can't we do that with fireworks yet?
Well, you actually can. There's one company out of New York, Long Island, the Grucci's. They make what they call alpha Grucci's. They can actually shoot letters into the air. Now, that's professional fireworks. It's not backyard fireworks, but those exist.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
We got to meet this dude.
Yeah, definitely. Bill Weimer is from Phantom Fireworks. Thank you so much, Bill, and happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you and all your listeners.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father. Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.